It's me. It's the D-O-double-G, the road dog, Jesse James. And by my side, as always, is that B-A-double-D-A double crooked letter badass Billy Gunn. Together we are the New Age Outlaws. And you're listening to the VOC Nation. And if you ain't down with that, he's got two words for you. Suck it.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the host and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, who you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course, In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Clapping's messing my head up, man. I appreciate it, but I was trying to think of the next line. I'm like, all I hear is clapping. Here we go. Thanks anyway. Turkey for me, turkey for you. Let's eat the turkey in my big brown shoe. Love to eat the turkey at the table. I once saw a movie with Betty Grable. Eat that turkey all night long. 50 million Elvis fans can't be wrong. Turkey lurkey do and turkey lurkey dap. I eat that turkey then I take a nap. Thanksgiving is a special night. Jimmy Walker used to say dynamite. That's right. Turkey with gravy and cranberry. Can't
believe the Mets traded out a strawberry. Turkey for you and turkey for me. Can't believe Tyson gave that girl BD. Ooh, white meat, dark meat, you just can't lose. I fell off my moped and I got a bruise. Turkey in the oven and the buns in the toaster. I'll never take down my Cheryl Peaks poster. Wrap the turkey up in aluminum foil. My brother likes to masturbate with baby oil. Turkey and sweet potato pie. Sammy Davis Jr. only had one eye. Oh, turkey for the girls and turkey for the boys. My favorite kind of pants are corduroy. Gobble, gobble, boo, and gobble, gobble, giggle. I wish turkey only cost a nickel. Oh, I love turkey on Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast. My name is C.T. McManus, and joined this evening by the lovely Dee.
Hello!
Want to say a very big happy Thanksgiving to everybody out there. This is our last show before the big holiday, and I can't tell you how to celebrate it or how not to celebrate it. Just please be safe no matter what you guys are doing. And just remember, a designated driver goes a far way if you guys are venturing out anywhere on Wednesday.
I'm just saying, I'm expecting to see a lot of y'all once we come out of this damn pandemic and everything. So y'all better be safe.
So just touch base a little bit. We have a great show this evening. Bill Chavis should be calling in momentarily from High Vol Music. We got Mickey Rat calling in from his big show down at Bar 13 with As We Become Ghosts. And we'll have Energy on the second half of the show. But also wanted to touch base as far as our big magical Christmas drive is concerned. Wanted to let you guys know there's still those four bands that are out there collecting all your goodies and stuff for children in need for the Salem County Division of Family Services.
So basically, even if you guys aren't collecting, you can still give to those so we can collect it in the name of Rock and Roll Union and be able to pass on to those kids and parents and families that haven't been able to get anything this year, especially with everything that's going on. So please make sure you give to those. Even if it's not your band, still give to them.
So the bands that are involved right now is Shades of Grey, As We Become Ghosts. Mickey will be with us this evening. October Black. And out of the Baltimore area is Black Leg Minor. Remember, if you donate, guys, this stuff is going to the most hard-hit kids, man. These are kids that come from abused families, drug addiction, those sort of things, man. Could really use a pick-me-up.
And with everything going on right now, even those who are foster parents who have been that way, you know, they haven't been able to get out and get the things that they need to do. So they really could use something to say happiness right now. You know, that's all everybody needs right now is some kind of happiness. There has been so much going on that we all just need some kind of happiness right now. So if you have it in your heart, please give to these children. They really need it. You know, the kids didn't do anything. So we just need to show them that somebody cares.
So our phone lines are open as always. If there's anything you want to talk about, any Thanksgiving messages you want to send out, the phone number here is 914-338-1885.
Even if it's just Thanksgiving memories, it doesn't have to be messages. It could be Thanksgiving memories. It could be something happy. Just this today's show is to make everyone happy. You know, everybody needs to be happy. Everybody needs to be thankful. Whatever you can do.
And guys, I'll start it off. I am very thankful for rock and roll. I am very thankful to the Rock and Roll Union, everybody that calls in, everybody that has been with us and is continuing to be with us. I'm very thankful for my wife and my family, my little son, Bayo, and my boys, and just thankful to have a roof over my head.
And you know what? I'm thankful for you too, hon. I'm thankful for everything that we've done together. And my, of course, I'm thankful for little Beowulf. I can't imagine my life without him. But I'm just saying, you know, after everything that we've gone through this entire year, the entire country, you know, it's just to realize the things that we do have. You know, right now we do have our health. We do have our family. We do have a roof over our head. We have, you know, food in our bellies. That's all I can say right now is that I am thankful. And I know that there are a lot of people who have lost loved ones to this pandemic. There are a lot of people who, you know, at this time of year, they get sad because it's just thinking about some things. But I just want to remind everybody, one, that they do have their health. And they do have people who care about them. You know, even if we're not there physically, we do care about every one of the people who are members of the Rock and Roll Union.
Absolutely.
And we really try to show it. I mean, we don't have a lot. We really don't. But we try to do what we can. And we always want to make sure that everybody knows that they mean something. So if you feel that you don't, please, you can always send CT a message, and he will get back to you.
Absolutely. You guys can message me directly. I'm very easy to get a hold of. And,
anytime.
And yeah. Here's to hoping Bill calls in. I'm really hoping everything's all right with him. I heard from him in the middle of the week. He said he'd be calling in. But right now, here off high off of High Vol Music, the new Every Mother's Nightmare, here's When It Goes Away.
Steve with 86 Bullets, and you're listening to the Rock and Roll Union, music worth fighting for.
That was 86 Bullets with Beautiful Lie. That goes out to my brother Will Mass and all you folks, fine folks over at Ignite the Scene. So you had something you wanted to say.
Well, I figure since this is the Thanksgiving episode, I would ask you, what's your favorite Thanksgiving memory?
It's a tough one.
Why is it tough?
Because there is a couple good ones, but I'd say the top one would be when we got into a big fight, the two of us.
A huge argument.
We were on our way out the door, and we said, screw it, we're not going anywhere because we were fighting too much, didn't feel like doing much. So we stayed home.
Started a new tradition.
Put our pajamas on and ate dinner. We made Thanksgiving dinner at home. And ever since then, I want to say, man, that was at least 10 years ago that we've been doing Thanksgiving in our pajamas. So anybody that comes over for the holiday to eat Thanksgiving, we don't dress up. We totally dress down and we spend the holiday in our pajamas.
And it is a requirement that anybody who shows up has to be in their pajamas. And you want to know something? That's actually my favorite Thanksgiving memory as well. Even though it started off shitty, it turned out to be the best Thanksgiving because we all got in our pajamas. We sat around the table. We had such a great time. We watched your favorite movie of all time.
Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
I was getting ready to say for Thanksgiving, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And we just loved each other after that because, you know, we had gotten in that huge fight. And then we realized that fight didn't mean nothing because we just loved each other so much that we just sat around the table in our pajamas. And it was the greatest thing. And since then, to honor that memory, we have dressed in our pajamas because we always remember and are thankful for the love that we have for each other. And that's such a great memory.
So this year we're hosting my folks over here. I'm waiting to see them in their pajamas.
We'll see. But I want to say to any of those people who are listening right now, please give us a call and share with us your most fantastic Thanksgiving memory because we would love to hear it. The phone number is
914-338-1885. We're going to take a quick commercial break, guys. This way, when we come back, we're going to be talking to Mickey Rat over at As We Become Ghosts. He's at Bar 13. And that's going to be a good show to get out to this evening if you're in the neighborhood.
But please, like I said, give us a call and let us know what your favorite or best Thanksgiving memory is because I would really, really love to hear it.
Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is a Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into like snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could find?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Taylor, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stagg of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Every time.
from. That tasty jam is from As We Become Ghosts. That is called Overcome. And on the line is my boy Mickey Rat. Mickey, with us.
Hey, what's going on, CT?
Hey, man. So, dude, I got to tell you, I love the new material that I hear coming from you guys. And
awesome.
You got a big show going down in Delaware tonight with Whiskey Grin, another longtime friend of the show. So
absolutely.
What should people be expecting to see when they come out and see As We Become Ghosts?
What should people expect to see? Let's see. I think just a really cool kick-ass rock show. You know, something that I think time's forgotten a little bit, you know?
I hear you.
High energy, kick-ass rock and roll, good hooks, stage presence, you know, songs that go from one to the next, you know, like a well-polished put-together show, you know?
Right. We've had that conversation on here before as far as stage show, and I'm one of the crowd that believes it's kind of it seems to have gone away from a lot of the bands, but it's like a forgotten art. What do you think?
Yeah, I agree 100%. You know, we get into little trends that happen, you know, and people kind of jump upon those trends and just, you know, keep that kind of ball going. And I think I did that for years and years. You know, back in the old days, I was in a band called Cheap Thrills, and we made a real big splash in the whole tri-state area. You know, we were really well known, and our show was just huge, and people came out to see what we would do next, you know. And after that fell apart kind of a little bit, you know, and grunge kind of started taking over the industry, I think like everybody wanted to try to sound like whoever they could sound like, whoever was big, you know, including myself, you know.
Right.
And I would write stuff to try to emulate what I thought people wanted to hear. And I started getting away from that, you know. When I decided to get back into writing music and stuff a few years back, I started this project about a little over 3 years ago. And I was like, you know, how do I want to approach it vocally? How do I want to approach it musically? And I just said, you know what, just be true to yourself, man, and do what you love and you feel. And hopefully people are going to, you know, grasp that. You know,
I'll tell you what, man, I hear a lot of people talking about you guys. I see that you guys are out on the circuit. Has COVID had any effect on you guys this year as far as shows and everything else?
COVID? Yeah. COVID's had effect on everybody. And it's a shame, you know, and it's a real virus, and it's real scary for a lot of people. You know, not so much for me, you know, like, I take our precautions, you know, I take my precautions, you know, and the band takes their precautions, and we wear our masks in public, and we care about other people's safety. But I'm not so concerned about it. You know what I mean? I want things to get back to normal. COVID has kind of put some restrictions. A lot of clubs, aren't hosting live music, and if they are, it's outside, and now it's getting cold again. And we're on the brinks of another shutdown. You know, it looks that way. States are getting a little bit weary about even traveling from Pennsylvania to Delaware, or from Pennsylvania to New Jersey, just to, you know, see an act,
right,
and come home. You know, so yeah, there, you know, it has a little damper. The first shutdown back, you know, I guess it was in March, February area. We have our own private, you know, rehearsal studio, giant rehearsal studio. So we can social distance from each other pretty well. We wasted no time. We got right to work. You know, we like, this is not going to stop us. This is a building point, you know. And
right.
If we do have another kind of shutdown that's coming, it's just going to make us stronger. We have lots of stuff we want to work on. We have recordings that we're in the process of doing right now. And we just polishing, putting that show together, making it exciting all the way through from start to finish, you know, without like a lot of blank spots and, you know, guys up there tuning. You know, we want to put on a show, and we want people to, you know, to feel it and be energetic about it. And the one thing I do have to say is the shows that we've been playing, and we've been hitting the circuit pretty hard with the places that are allowing us to play, is we've even been mismatched with like bands that like we shouldn't even be on the same bill, And we've gotten tremendous, you know, responses from those bands and their fans.
That's awesome.
I think our writing is very, it has a wide spectrum of people that it reaches, you know, and we just want to continue doing that. And we want to level up again, you know, so if we get shut down a little bit, that's not going to stop us. It's only going to make us stronger. We're just going to keep at it and, you know, and polish this up. We want to be that label ready act for when this stuff breaks, you know, that we can get on some spots on some tours or some opening gigs, you know, for larger bands and stuff. So we're,
I got to say, unfortunately, Bill Chavis was unavailable for the show. My wife, who was a former co-host, has come back to her place.
Oh, hold on. I was never a former co-host.
How you doing tonight?
I had to take care of baby, so if nobody was watching the baby, then I couldn't do it. But I'm still a damn co-host, so don't fuck that up.
Anyway. Mickey, this is my wife, a lovely day. She's a longtime co-host on the show.
Hello, Mr. Rat.
And
hi, how are you? Nice to hear your lovely voice.
I am fabulous. What about yourself?
I'm sorry?
I said I am fabulous. What about yourself?
I'm doing well as well. Like I said, we got a big show tonight, Bar 13 with Whiskey Grin, great friends of ours. Oh, yeah. Always put on an amazing show. I'm supposed to be heading there right now, but I just told everybody, hey, like, deal with it. I'll get there as soon as I can. You know what I mean? I'm going to go on with CT, and we're gonna just rap a little bit, you know.
And that's great. So. And I'm honestly, CT will tell you, I've been a huge Whiskey Grin fan since I saw them. I want to say at Sam's Grill
Sam's
Barn Grill.
That was a crazy spot. But I just want to say, thank you for everything, you know, that you're doing and all. And just trying to, you know, maintain but still keeping it safe at the same time. And that's great because I know that it is hard right now. So.
Yeah, it is. It is. But, you know, everybody's going to come through this. Everybody's going to come through this.
So how has business been as far, if you don't mind me asking, how's business been on the tattoo side of things?
Tattooing, I've been, look, before COVID even hit and shut us down, I was booked out 3 months, and now I'm just booked out 4, you know. people aren't stopping getting their tattoos, you know, and
right.
Anybody worth their salt in this business, there's many amazing artists in this area, you know, like I'm humbled to be, you know, known as a really good artist in this area, because I'm among so many other great artists in this area. And
so
we'll
see you on Ink Master then?
No, I have no desire to be on Ink Master. I'll save that story for another time.
Well, CT never told me that you were a tattoo person, because I'm looking to actually get 4 tattoos. So.
All right. Well, we'll have to kick back and rap about those one day.
But Mickey, I just wanted to ask, for our listeners' sake, what is the name of your shop? Where are you located?
It's called Hydrovolve Studios, and it's kind of a weird name, but if you know what a hydra is, it's a mythical creature that has 3 heads, and then if you cut one of the heads off, it only grows 3 more in its place, so you can't kill it. It just becomes stronger.
I was about to say, it's actually not just 3 heads, because it ends up being like 20-something heads.
Yeah, exactly. So it's called Hydrovolve Studios. We're in Somerdale, New Jersey. We're all, you know, us and every other shop right now is running by appointment only due to the COVID situation. But, you know, top quality work at our shop, you know, great customer experience coming in there. And, you know, and it's just having a very relaxed, enjoyable time. No stress, no attitude. You know, it's a real good place.
The other thing I wanted to touch on while I had you on the show is you are one of the 4 bands that are collecting for the toy drive this year. I wanted to say a big thank you for that. And,
where exactly are the bins located? So if anyone in your area wants to be able to donate to that.
Mm-hmm. And I've been putting some posts out about that as well. Obviously any shows that we're playing, but, there's a flyer that we put out. It has my cell phone number on it. People can contact me and drop off, like, directly at my house. And we have one of the bins over at the shop as well. So
awesome.
Now, in Somerdale.
That is great. And I'm going to ask you if you could just put that flyer, make sure that it's on the Rock and Roll Union so that anybody who is part of it knows so that they know where to go for that.
You got it. You got it.
Thank you.
And
yeah, absolutely.
My question is, if you guys are the highest collectors, are you ready to have an episode all to yourself of the podcast?
Yeah, absolutely. But it's I hope we're the highest collectors, and I'm not even concerned about doing our own podcast. You know what I mean? It's good to be a vessel, you know, to be able to be a vessel and help others. You know, I used to own my own tattoo shop, and we used to do toy drives. It's the same thing. Center of Family Services is where we would donate all the stuff. So it would touch families locally, you know?
Right.
And it's just good
to do, man. You know, like we all got to help each other, you know?
Right. And that's one of the things I was touching on earlier before we started talking to you is just how, especially those people who are, you know, foster parents that have just had taken care of these kids who had to be taken from other ones that really don't mm-hmm. have anything, that want to touch somebody, just to be able to show those kids and those families, even the ones that do still have their children, how much people care, you know, and that's
absolutely
one of the things that we're trying to put out there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
So the going back to the music, you mentioned that the last shutdown you went to recording. I believe truly that this is the time of creativity, of imagination, and something that's going to come out as we go through this and as we come out of this. I believe rock and roll is going to have a rebirth, and I've seen and heard so much new material lately from people that are just. Nobody has anything really to do other than record or write material. And
people have become very creative, how they're approaching things.
Has this shutdown kind of been a blessing in disguise in sorts?
Well, yeah, for that kind of stuff, absolutely. You know, the way people are approaching things, and the way people are having to become creative in any industry, forget rock and roll. But for anybody who creates, you know, who creates art or, you know, poetry or writes music or, you know, sculpts or whatever, you know, I mean, this is a time where they've, you know, been able to really flourish and become like, you know, that's the one thing, you know, we can't do anything else, right? But that's the one thing we have that like that we can do. And, you know, it's a labor of love. And it's been very interesting, you know, just even restaurants, how they have to, you know, become creative, still serve people and still, you know, keep their businesses afloat and going and stuff. I've seen a lot of very creative ideas. It's been interesting, you know. It's been a sad time, but it's been very interesting, you know, for creativity. Absolutely. Yeah.
So with all the creativity and writing in the studio and everything, because you can't really do a lot of other things, are we expecting a new EP or
correct? That's the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to have, you know, an 8 to 10 song, probably 10 song is what we're shooting for. You know, 9, 10 songs, possibly a full length EP, self-titled As We Become Ghosts, to look forward to. We have trickled these couple songs out. You know, they're on all the major streaming apps, you know, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, you know, like all they're everywhere out there, you know, Apple Music, iTunes. And we're in there right now. We're recording two at a time. We just feel it's like the best way to get a lot accomplished without overwhelming. And we can really pay specific attention to the, you know, the tracks that we're working on.
That's great. So when do you expect the actual EP to or CD to be out?
I really can't give any specific date on that yet. You know, we're moving as fast as we can. And the guy who we're recording at his studio, I want to throw out a shout out to him. This guy, Derek Chafin, is amazing. He's been in the business a long time. His studio is called Barn Sound, and he's out in Newtown Square near Media, PA. And this guy, his workflow is amazing, impressive. His sounds are amazing and impressive, and we just love working with this guy. He's moving us right along. You know, we got done that stuff, you know, the tracks that you're hearing now, in a very, very short period of time. So all I can tell you is we're hoping to move this along, and, you know, by early first 3-4 months, maybe halfway through 2021, to be dropping a full-length album.
Awesome. So I wanted to ask you, as far as the writing process is concerned, does it fall back to maybe one or two members of the band, or you guys kind of write collectively?
When the band first started, I remember talking to you about this on the previous show that you had me on a while back. It started out with me looking for band members and knowing the project that I wanted and the sound that I wanted, and you know, me reaching out to a lot of people and them going, okay, cool, you need a drummer, great. What do you sound like? So me going back into the house, into the private recording studio, the home studio, writing and you know, playing all the instruments, you know, all the instruments myself, and you know, putting out 3 or 4 demos so I could show people what I was going for. And then after that, the members started coming in. We have a great lineup right now, and Alex Fizz, our guitar player, he's just turned 27 years old, and him and I have been working a lot more hand in hand with co-writing together. And we're really, really speaking to each other, you know, very well. And we understand each other musically and creatively. He's like the Randy Rhoads to my Ozzy Osbourne, if you will, you know.
It's awesome.
The Myers to my Smith. And, you know, it's just been a real joy working with him and all the other members, you know, are encouraged to bring in riffs and stuff that they write and so on and so forth that we can work towards. But I don't know. I heard you just play Overcome.
Yep.
And the other song, Trapped in the Echoes, that was actually inspired by riffs that Alex brought in. He pretty much wrote all that music. And he came over to my house one day, and we were going to be working on a song idea that I had. And we're tuning up, and he started playing that riff, and I'm like, what is that? And he's like, something I was goofing around with last night. I'm like, screw my song. We're working on that. And then, you know, I already had, like, lyrics and melody and everything just flowing out of me as he was just playing the riffs in my living room. And that song came together really, really quick. And, you know, we understand each other musically, and the writing style is getting better and better and better, and complementary to each other. So
that's fantastic.
I will say I am actually looking forward to hearing anything new that's coming out of them.
Yeah, we're going to be listening to that track right after our interview, but wanted to ask you, Mickey, while we have you on the line, I know we did this last show, but I always try to address it every show. How do people go about finding As We Become Ghosts? I know you mentioned some of the streaming services as far as like social media pages, that
Facebook,
kind of thing.
Facebook,
social media, right now, Facebook and Twitter, you know, you can just check us out on either Facebook or Facebook, Instagram. I don't believe we are on Twitter. I'll have to check with my band manager. I'll have to check with Alex. I'm having Alex running all the social media stuff right now, and he's doing a great job with it. So, yeah. But you know, let me mention you know, Steve Kohler on bass and vocals, and Phil Wax on drums. You know, this is a very powerful unit, man. These are a band of brothers, and you know, if anybody's coming out tonight, man, they're not going to be disappointed.
Well, do me a favor and please post your social media and all that on the Rock and Rolling Facebook page. This way people can find you. And just
you
let us know once again where you're going to be playing tonight so that anybody who wants to come out can do so.
Right on. Hey, let me set up Echoes for you, if you will.
Sure. Absolutely. Let me just address this real quick before I get you to do that, because then that'll be the last thing we do. But guys, they're playing at Bar 13 this evening in Delaware, Wilmington, Delaware, with Whiskey Grin. What time does the show start, Mickey?
We are going on at 9 o'clock. So the guys are eagerly awaiting me to get there with the equipment.
There it is.
We're going to be going on at 9 o'clock. We're going to do our show, and then Whiskey Grin is going to actually like finish out the whole evening. So
nice.
it's going to be a fun night.
So if you guys are looking for a kick-ass show to get to, guys, Bar 13 is the place to be. I'll tell you what, I was there a couple of weeks ago. They take the social distancing and all that precaution, so it's all legit over there. They have tables set up, and it is the real deal. If you're looking to donate to the Rock and Roll Union Christmas Toy Drive, those guys will be over there as well. And really,
yeah, we'll have
really
a
excited
we'll have
for
a
you guys.
And CT and I might actually show up tonight, so...
Cool. That would be awesome.
And so, yeah, getting back to Echoes.
Yeah. So, you know, when we talk about writing and writing style and so on and so forth, you know, lyrics are really, really important to me. These two songs that we put out really don't need too much of a narrative. You know, I write a lot of songs that have double meanings and, you know, they're about deeper subjects, but I write them lyrically. I write them generic enough that everybody can kind of get their own feels or their own meanings for it without shoving a narrative down their throat.
Right.
Echoes is just such a great song. You know, that was the first contribution from Alex Fizz as well, you know, into this band. And the song is about nostalgia, you know, it's about remembering, you know, sometimes we get trapped in our daily lives and we get lost and trapped in the echoes of our past lives, you know. And it's talking about, like, remembering when you were young and hanging out on the corners and chasing, you know, fireflies all night. And, you know, it's just a really, really good song and just a nostalgic song. And it's one of my favorite, you know, it's very radio friendly. So
awesome, man. Well, bro, I wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving if I don't see it. And I'll be able to step out tonight for a little bit. But in case I don't, I just want to wish you and your family a happy Thanksgiving.
Right on. You as well.
Thanks, brother. We're going to go ahead and listen to Trapped in the Echoes. Mickey, thank you again.
All right. Sounds great, man. Be cool.
Have a great night.
You as well.
Come to you, we live. This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast, guys. Really special Thanksgiving edition of the Rock and Roll Union Podcast. It is my great pleasure right now to introduce to you our next guest calling up from North Carolina. This is Energy. Are you guys with us?
Hey, I'm Gabe from Energy. I'm here with you.
Hey, man. So,
where from in North Carolina?
I want to introduce you to my co-host, the lovely Dee. She grew up in North Carolina, so she's intrigued of where you guys are located.
Hi, nice to meet you. We're actually from South Carolina, but I did spend a lot of time in North Carolina growing up.
Oh, okay.
But we're based out of Charleston.
Gotcha. So you guys have been around since around 2016, right?
Yes, that's when we got started.
And how did the whole band come into play?
Well, basically, I'd been in a few bands with some friends, various bands around town, and then I decided to have a project of my own. So you could say that I already knew some people in the local scene, and so I went around and recruited who I could find. And then my girlfriend, Ash, joined us in a collaboration, our first ever collaboration. So that's when we made our latest single.
Okay, so I didn't realize that you guys were together. So Ash is your girlfriend?
Yes.
Awesome. Yeah, I love the song Society that you guys did together, man. How did that come into what persuaded you guys to finally get together on something?
Thank you. So it was something that, you know, we'd been together a while before we decided to do this. Part of it was that she had her own material, and obviously I had mine with my guys. And she really wanted to make a song happen, and I wanted to feature her on one. And so she was having a hard time, you know, getting people together to do it the way that she wanted to. And I said, well, I've got guys. They're already friends with you. You know, let's just make it happen. So we collaborated. We wrote the song together. We wrote the lyrics together. And then we recorded and shot the video together, too.
So while she has her sound and you guys have your sound, what would you say the difference was or is between the two different musical sounds?
Well, so she's more goth-oriented and industrial, and I'm more punk rock and hard rock type of thing, and a little bit of skate, gotcha. I guess. So you put those together, and you get kind of a punky gothic surf rock, I guess.
That's awesome. Now, yeah, I wanted to ask you about that as far as you guys going back to the punk era. Who do you guys look up to? What are your influences?
So we have a lot of influences. In terms of punk, it comes from probably the early 80s, but also the late 70s, you know, the obvious ones like the Ramones and the Sex Pistols, but
right.
Also some less obvious ones. I'd say the greatest influence of our band is probably Agent Orange.
Nice.
And as far as Ash goes, you know, she likes Babes in Toyland, Lydia Lunch, Susie and the Banshees, things like that.
Good stuff, man. And so as far as you guys are concerned, do you have any, as far as energy is concerned, do you guys have any EPs or anything under your belt yet?
Yes, we do. So we have two singles with music videos. The first one was actually written last election. It was called Not My President. And
yes,
the idea behind
that
song.
That is fantastic.
Thank you. I'm glad you liked it. The idea behind that song was just to basically make a statement about the entire political system, not just one political
right.
party. And then obviously Society was the other single. But before we did Society, we had an EP we put out called Energy Drink, and it was a 5-track EP. And that was meant to showcase that we could do a lot more with our sound. Not My President showed we could do classic punk rock, but we have some other sounds going on that EP, like a little bit of a grunge influence, Rage Against the Machine type of influence sound-wise, and some other things, some psychobilly influence in there. There's a lot to unpack in there, but it was meant to tell a series of – every song tells a story, basically, on that EP.
So I – go ahead.
Now, speaking of energy drink, I read the critique in the Charleston City paper. Now, what did you think of their critique? Because they said a lot of things, especially that the final song on the EP was disappointing. They were upset with it.
Uh-huh.
How does that take you from what you did to making something different based on the fact
first
that
of
they
all,
actually did listen
yeah.
to your EP? You know what I'm saying?
Right. No, that's a good question. First of all, I'll be honest with you. I was just thrilled that somebody took the time to give us a review. I was excited because we hadn't gotten an album or an EP review before. And so I was just thrilled that it was DJ who wrote it with Extra Chill. He runs a local record label. So I have a lot of respect for him. And, you know, I respect the fact that he gave his honest thoughts on what we did. He gave us a lot of compliments in terms of, I think he compared us to the Dead Kennedys at one point in there.
Correct.
That made me happy because that was something that we were actually trying to achieve. So the fact that he kind of gleaned that from it without ever talking to us was pretty cool. As far as the criticism, you know, I kind of expected some criticism. I think that DJ's interpretation of our song was a little bit different from what we were trying to do with it. Mainly that the purpose behind Buying the Bible Belt was to celebrate a lot of people that I had known, you know, going back from maybe some people I dated to people that I was friends with, whether they were men or women in the community, you know, with different sexual orientations. Just kind of the character in that song is meant to be an amalgamation of all those people, and it's basically celebrating them, and it's talking about how I admire their spirit to be rebellious and be who they are and not be afraid to express themselves. And so going back to your question about does it affect my art from this point moving forward, I would say it affects in the sense that I want to try to up the ante with what we're recording next.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not going to make me change what I'm doing fundamentally. If I was worried about what everyone thought, I wouldn't do punk rock.
That's right. Hell yeah. So my question, with you being in the punk rock movement and the sound and the mind frame, you mentioned Rage Against the Machine. Now, something that I've felt for a while now is that rock and roll was always kind of anti-establishment, like some of your material and with the Not My President and all. And it seems like rock and roll has turned to the fan base anyway, has turned to either you're on one side or the other, just like the rest of the country. Do you feel that people leaning politically, even especially rockers, that we're starting to lose some of that feel in the music?
I think politics and music have always been more intertwined than people want to admit.
Absolutely.
I think that there's all kinds of political music. I mean, there's classical music that was political. You know, in that respect, I think that's always going to be the case. People are going to express their strongest emotions through art. But I also think that, you know, people need to get back to basics of what are we standing up against? And we're standing up against being under control. And if we're opposing each other, divide and conquer. You know, if the people are arguing with each other, we're ignoring the ways that we're being systemically oppressed. So what we need to do is remember that we are allies with each other. The common people are allies with each other. And so what we need to do is fight the powers that be that we're not okay with and not each other.
Oh, man, I agree with you full-heartedly, man. And, you know, I that's the one thing, like I just was saying, was there used to be a mind frame of a saying that said, damn the man. Now it's like I feel so many stepped away from that, and some of the angst in rock and roll and some of the danger, that feeling of danger was lost in rock and roll for a while. But bands like yours are trying to recapture that and regain that. And I'm really believing that right now is a good time for rock in general.
I agree. I actually thought of all the times for punk rock in particular to have a resurgence, there's never been a better time.
Hell yeah, I agree with you.
So that's why I'm encouraged. And I, you know, like I said, we're recording more stuff as I speak. So there's more coming. And I think that as things go on, there's a lot of things people are going to want to express. And so that's always going to be there.
So my next question for you is, you know, I see that you had three different, I don't want to call them albums per se, but, you know, with Society, Energy Drink, Not My President, where do you go from there? And what are we expecting for your next
recording?
Correct.
Okay. So I can talk a little bit about that. So, like I said, Society was sort of a collaboration. Whether that will continue in the future is something that Ash and I are actively discussing. A lot of people reacted positively to it. That being said, I already had a lot of, you know, stuff in the pipeline, regardless of whether that was happening or not. So our next one is going to be with our new guitarist, because we had a lot of change. But our new guitarist, who it was on Society, is going to be in this next release as well. And it's going to be a couple of songs, probably another EP. And it's going to basically be centered around making statements. So every song we have on this next release is going to make a statement.
Nice.
And a lot of them actually were directly inspired by everything that's been happening lately, because we actually recorded the songs. We were sitting in the studio watching on TV all the rioting and all the events with the issues with the police and whatnot. And we were watching all that unfold in real time as we were in the studio recording the song.
Wow.
So a lot of that is going to come through in the music, I think. And there was even some rioting going on in downtown Charleston and some situations that happened. There's definitely, you know, in the South, there's a lot of there's a lot of strong feelings about a lot of things around here. And so people have a lot to say, and there's a lot to stand up against, too. So a lot of that's going to come through in this next release.
Now, are you guys expecting it to be a full length or an EP format?
It's going to be an EP. We have enough material that we could do a full length, but in the interest of getting the material out sooner, we're doing smaller bursts of material, because me personally, I think that's more advantageous these days. I think the full length album is kind of a thing of the past. A lot of artists now are releasing groups of singles.
Yep.
So we're kind of trying to try that approach for the moment.
Gotcha.
Well, I, for one, am looking forward to this new EP, especially with you talking. I used to live in the South, so I know a lot of, you know, different things. And being both a Black and Native American woman that lived in the South, I know a lot of those, you know, tensions and everything that were there. So I'm actually looking forward to see what the statements are on your EP, and looking forward to that. And I commend you.
Thank
for
you very much
for doing that. So
thank you. By the way, you know who you remind me of? You remind me of Robin Quivers off the Howard Stern show.
Robin
getting
Quivers.
That vibe right now.
Yeah, you know, I wanted to say the same thing, but I don't know if she knows really who that is. I'm a big Stern fan, but
well, Robin is great, so.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Well, you also have to explain to them that I grew up in overseas as well, so.
Oh. Okay.
I wasn't here during a lot of things, so.
Gotcha.
Sometimes, what you call them are lost on me. Only because my father was
culture.
Stationed overseas, and we only had one station. It was called AFN, Armed Forces Network. And if they
gotcha.
Didn't show it on there, we didn't know about it.
Gotcha, gotcha. Well, his show's still around. I think he's on Sirius Radio these days.
Oh, yeah.
But
they ran him off a terrestrial. Yeah.
They ran him off a terrestrial a long time ago.
I don't know if they so much ran him off, or if it was the money that Sirius was offering him. But I
got to
say,
he probably just got a better deal.
Since he went to Sirius, man, it's not the same. Because it used to be, what could he get away with on commercial radio? And now he can say whatever he wants to. So
pretty much.
I know you love Howard Stern. I'm
going to say. He was a legend, man.
But I'm going to say, I'm really, like I said before, I'm really looking forward to what you're going to put out there. Whatever you're going to put out, please. Please let us know. Post it on the Rock and
Thank
Roll
you.
Union page, because I'm
Absolutely.
Excited.
So,
well, you know, I'll just say also, we're going to try to up the ante as far as media goes. So If everything goes according to plan, we're going to try to have more than one video this time.
That's awesome.
We also have a Rock and Roll Union YouTube page. So if you want to post your video on there, let us know. It'll be awesome.
Okay.
We're just, I'm not even going to kid you. I'm so excited to see what you guys have coming out there.
Thank you. I appreciate the support.
How do people go about finding you guys? I know you guys are on all the streaming services,
social media
and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you can find us. We've got a Facebook page. We've got an Instagram at Energy Band. We've got, you know, we're on Spotify and all the major things. We have a YouTube channel, of course, where you can find our music videos, and hopefully we'll be posting more of those pretty soon.
And what is
for
your
anything
YouTube
else,
page? What is your YouTube page called, hon?
I think it's just called Energy, like the band, but you can look up, I think you can type in our band name along with the song title and you'll find the channel.
Okay.
Awesome. So we're getting ready to listen to Failscape. Could you walk us through a little bit of the writing and inspiration behind that song?
Yeah, so that song, actually, that's a great choice. That's probably my favorite one off of Energy Drink, because we actually wrote it for a specific purpose. There was a skate park that opened a couple years ago. I think it was in 2017. It opened close to downtown, which was a big deal because a lot of people around here had been wanting a skate park for quite some time. And so we were one of several bands that played at the grand opening of that skate park. And so we were asked to do that. And we decided to write a song specifically for that event. And so that became Failscape. And the funny thing about the song is originally it was going to be about skateboarding, but of course I'm not a skateboarder. So I was talking to the guys and they were making fun of me about, you know, lyrics I was trying to write. And it was all good fun, of course, but I was starting to think like, man, am I a poser for trying to write about, and I thought, I can't skate at all, you guys. And my bassist said, that's it, man. Write it about how you don't skate. And so that's what
that's
I did.
Great.
And I wrote about chasing a skater girl, trying to date her, failing miserably. Because I think everyone can identify with that feeling of, you know, you chase after someone that you're interested in and they could care less if you exist or not. And it was meant to be, you know, tongue-in-cheek and fun and entertaining.
That's awesome, man. Well, dude, I want to thank you so much for being on the show tonight. And, the wife has been posing questions to the listeners this evening, posing questions to our guests this evening.
Yes, I want to know.
Go ahead.
What, since this is our Thanksgiving episode, I just want to know what your favorite Thanksgiving memory is.
Oh, man. Wow, that's okay. Well, I've always tried to be with the family for Thanksgiving. I pretty much have every time. I think one of my favorite memories was just when I was 8 or 9 years old. We would have the whole family over. I mean, everybody, grandparents, cousins, everybody would come over. And my mom and dad would make a big dinner for everybody. That's not something that happens now, really, where you get, I'm sure some people still do it, but it doesn't happen for me. Now it's more like Friendsgiving. But,
right, I hear you.
You know, that's one of my favorite memories is just thinking back about, man, how did we ever used to live in a time where we could get the whole family together for one thing?
That's right. So, brother, thank you so much for being on the show. Like she said, any updates, anything as far as new material, please drop them our way on the Rock and Roll Union Facebook page. And I just wanted to wish you and yours a happy Thanksgiving, man.
Thank you. We wish you the same, and thanks for having me.
Thank you so much, brother. Have a great rest of your weekend.
You too.
Here is Failscape. Welcome back to the Rock and Roll Union Podcast, guys. That was Energy. We're going to listen to a little bit more music. And
I just want to say that was a great interview, and I'm really looking forward to some of the things that they're going to put out there. I don't know what you thought of that, but it just makes me excited for where rock and roll is headed and the things that are going to come out of it.
We are truly sitting on the precipice of a new frontier as far as rock and roll is concerned. I'm excited to see where it goes as well. But right now, it is my extreme pleasure. You have not heard the Mathematics before. I am very happy to play them on this show. So for all you meth heads out there, here is the Mathematics.
When I need me a smoke and my pockets are broke, show you something we roll. Yeah, that's a ruthless. Cut the ass on each one. Ruthless. Fill it up till it's full. Ruthless. Now it's burning your throat. Ruthless. Feel a roach and try to scope a little piece of some grass. Thank you, God, I saved a jar for all these bloods in my stash. Ruthless. Residue on my hands. Ruthless. Dirty job, but it's smashed. Ruthless. Fill it down to his last. Ruthless. Don't you want it, ruthless? We collected for weeks. Hushing harder to breathe, then it tasted real sweet. Mix it five times a week. Ruthless. Don't you want a roast blood? 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 Don't you need a roast blood? Don't you need a roast blood? Don't you need a roast blood? I'm out of weed.
That was Mr. Lisp's new one, Ohio. Guys, I really want to say a big thank you for listening to the show this evening. Hope you guys have an amazing Thanksgiving.
I just want to say thank you to everybody who was on the show tonight.
Thank you to Energy. Thank you to Mickey Rat. And As We Become Ghosts. Guys, I hope all you guys have a great Thanksgiving. I know I have a lot to be thankful for, especially my listening audience, everybody in the Rock and Roll Union. My wife, my lovely wife, the lovely Dee, who spent this show with me.
I spend everything with you. The behind the scenes and all that, you know, because there a lot of people don't realize everything that has to go on behind the scenes to get this off the road, you know.
I will say this, Rock and Roll Union canceled all of its shows this year. Very, very looking forward to getting back to normal. And I guarantee you this, once 2021 rolls around or once COVID is done, we are giving you the biggest and best kick-ass party you've ever attended. I guarantee you that.
And please, again, remember that we are collecting for those kids that aren't able to have anything for Christmas. The four bands that will be collecting are as follows.
As We Become Ghosts, Shades of Gray, October Black, and for all you guys out in the Baltimore, Delaware area, Black Leg Minor.
So please just remember those kids that, you know, they really don't have a lot. You know, their foster parents aren't able to get them things. Those parents that still do have their kids but aren't able to get anything, especially with the pandemic that's going on and all. So please, in your if it's within your heart, give to those. Let them know that somebody does care.
COVID's really put us into quite a bind this year. I know that there's a lot of issues even with foster families right now, and there's other issues along the way. We were talking about this last night for Thanksgiving for homeless shelters that normally give out dinners and things along that line. We're not sure how it affects people, but it's definitely affecting us. It's telling people to gather in small groups and not to go traveling. And guys, I'm hoping whatever you do this Thanksgiving, it is the greatest Thanksgiving for you and your family.
And just please be safe.
And until next time, remember rock and roll. Have a great week, guys.